I'll call to order the first meeting of the General Government Consumer and Small Business Protection Committee. Colleagues, today is January 12th, 2011, and we are convened for the purpose of our first organizational meeting, adoption of committee rules, introduction of committee members. So I thought before we get started, I'd give a little explanation about what is meant by the arcanely named General Government Consumer and Small Business Protection Committee and what we had in mind coming before this committee. So I had a discussion with the staff of the Senate President during the interim that I suggested that we have a committee that would deal with small business development and small business protection issues. Welcome, Senator George. And on the phone, by the way, we have Senator Rod Monroe. And that would deal with kind of the basic economic development issues that affect small business, but also deal with issues that put Oregon small business potentially at a competitive disadvantage and help address any type of anti-competitive behavior in the marketplace. So those were the thoughts that I had regarding small business development and small business protection. Then they decided to fold into that the consumer protection issues that Senator Bonamici worked on in previous sessions. And general government means that we can put our mitts on just about anything else that the Senate President sees fit or that we might want to address.
We noticed that, Mr. Chair.
So that could be good or that could be bad, depending on how the rest of the session goes. I also would like to then give the committee members an opportunity to just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you represent, and what I'm very excited about is that every one of you brings small business experience directly to the table. So I'll start off. I represent North and Northeast Portland in the Oregon Senate, and prior to that represented House District 43 in the Oregon House. As far as anything that I might bring to get to the table on small business issues, I've played a role in the development of two corporations, one with shareholders, one without, an outfit called Better People, which was a job placement organization, and I'm also involved in running the business side of my wife's primary care practice, Hands-On Medicine. So, Senator George, Mr. Vice Chair.
State Senator Larry George represents Senate District 13, and this probably has more to do with Senator Bonamici's new committee, but I represent Gaston, but not Forest Grove, Sherwood, but not King City, Wilsonville, but not Tualatin, Newburgh, but not Dundee, St. Paul, but not Donald, and Kaiser, but not Salem. So, maybe Senator Bonamici can fix that next time. So, I own a food processing company.
I'm Senator Suzanne Bonamici, and I represent Senate District 17, which is mostly Washington County, about a third in Multnomah County. Northwest Portland is a Multnomah County portion, parts of Beaverton, lots of unincorporated Washington County. Chaired this committee, or the similar committee, the committee formerly known as Consumer Protection and Public Affairs, last session, also served on the Consumer Protection Committee in the House when I served in 2007. I have a background growing up as the daughter of a small business owner, and I also have a background in consumer protection from my first job out of law school at the Federal Trade Commission, where I worked in the what was then called the Division of Credit Practices in the Consumer Protection section of the agency. And I'm glad to be on this committee and look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Senator Boquist.
Senator Brian Boquist, Senate District 12, which is intriguingly interested in the other committee chairs, you know, because I'm right on the edge of my district, so I could be in Joanne Verger's district next week for all I know. I represent portions of Linn County, rural Linn County. I don't get any major cities these days. Rural Linn County, six voters in Lane County, rural Benton County, rural Marion County, rural Yamhill County, and rural Polk County. So, and as like I said, you know, I'm just right there. I can just throw a dart to Joanne's district out there. So, small business owner, own a small aviation company operating overseas, own a small manufacturing company over in Baker City, have a couple of other small businesses besides that, and then I have a pine nut ranching operation, small cattle operation at a different ranch, and another small farm at another location, which is all pretty good because my wife and I started $89,000 in debt, so we're doing okay.
Well done. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, welcome to the committee. I'm sorry I couldn't join you. There was ice here until about 2 hours ago, and we're up on the hill. I have a long background. I've been in the apartment business since I was 23 years old. Currently own a major complex of over 50 units in East Portland, valued at somewhere around $4 million. And so I have worked in that business for a long time. I have taught economics and government and history most of my life at the high school and college level. I have an academic background there as well. When I was first in the legislature in the 1970s, I served on the local government committee, then chaired by former representative and former senator the late great Glenn Otto. I learned a lot of things from him and from that committee, and we'll be dealing with local government issues. In my 12 years on the Metro Council, I worked on local government issues, and in fact was the Metro Councilor's representative to small business organizations, served with them. Metro is very, very involved in land use planning activities and so on that certainly affects small business. So looking forward to that. I didn't ask to be on this committee, but I'm looking forward to it, particularly because of the quality of the other committee members and of the importance of the task. So look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Senator Monroe. And I'd also like our committee administrators and staff to introduce themselves as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Patrick Brennan. I've been a committee staff person since the 1999 session, a committee administrator since the 2003 session. In terms of what the committee's subject area is, I have two of those sessions. I staffed a committee dealing with general government issues. During this last interim, I staffed the House Consumer Protection and Government Accountability Committee. And other committees I've staffed include land use, transportation, and I think that's about it. So,
all right, good. Since our committee assistant is acting shy, perhaps you can...
Oh, yes, this is Sue Hampton sitting with us today. She's been here for 4 years, and so she's one of our continuing staff. At this point, we do not know who will be staffing this committee for the regular session. It could be Sue, but it probably won't be. We bring a lot of expert people on during sessions, so we'll be finding out who gets to sit at our computer for these meetings sometime in the future.
Great. Thank you. Well, we're very excited to have Sue and Patrick, and the breadth of your experience will be much appreciated and needed. Sue helped with the Public Safety Subcommittee when I chaired my first sub back in 2007. And I also wanted to mention that one of the most gratifying experiences I've had in the legislature was in my first session when I was in the minority on the Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs Committee that was chaired by Representative Alan Brown. And I will look to that experience to help guide a spirit of inclusion into our bills in very much the same way that Representative Brown did with me and the other committee members back in 2005. So that being said, why don't we move on to the next order of business, which is the adoption of committee rules. Mr. Brennan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These committee rules, we actually were going through them. They are identical to the committee rules that Senate committees operated under during the 2009 session, so much so that we actually got a misnumbering. When we first looked at these, there was no Section 17 in them because they had been misnumbered. And nobody caught that during the 2009 session either. So we can assure you that other than changing the 18 to a 17, there have been no changes since the previous session. For a five-member committee, it takes three votes to affirmatively approve any motion, four votes to suspend rules. The minority report provisions are the same as the last session, and there are no other changes, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brennan. So are we ready to move for a motion?
Absolutely.
We have a motion on the adoption of rules. Mr. Vice Chair.
I move the adoption of the proposed committee rules given to us here in our copy.
Thank you. We don't need a second, do we? Might as well do a roll call vote. Sue, could you call the roll?
Senator Bonamici.
Aye.
Senator Bolton.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Vice Chair George.
Aye.
Chair
Shields. Aye. The motion passes. Is there any other business before the committee?
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question? I don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe it wouldn't be inappropriate to ask. Do you have anything in mind about what you consider to be a small business? We're the Small Business Protection Committee, and I just wondered if you had some thoughts in mind about, do you look at the revenue, do you look at the number of employees, how do you determine whether something is a small business for purposes of the Small Business Committee?
Thank you, Senator Bonamici, for that question. There are a variety of ways to look at that, and in fact our revised statutes have a variety of definitions in that regard. One way that I've looked at it is in the small group and individual health insurance markets. The individual market, of course, is one person. Small group is 2 to 50. So my thoughts as far as what might a small business be would be under that definition of 50 employees or less. But I'm open to other suggestions as well. Senator Boquist.
Yeah, sure. I think under the federal side, I think 50 is a pretty common number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a revenue discriminator, you know. We don't want billionaires getting, you know, more billions, but that's okay.
All right. Good. Anything else for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
Okay. So now that you've found